built in Victorian times, all of the houses in the street were not the same. So you'd got pairs of houses, there were a couple of detached houses, there were terraced houses, all built at about the same time, so late Victorian turn of the century sort of time. On the corner with what I think is called the Parade on Marlowe's, there was a public house which was the Seabright Arms. We were on the same side of Alma Road as the Seabright Arms. So going down that side of the road, there was then an entrance to the back of a dressmaking factory. The factory itself was actually on the Parade or Marlowe's, but the entrance to it was in Alma Road behind the pub. Then there was a pair of semi-detached houses and we were the second one down, number three. I moved in there with my parents, obviously, when I was four and a half, five. That in itself was, it was quite an upheaval because my brother sort of arrived at about the same time, as did our Nana. She moved in with us at the time we moved to that house. So there was quite a lot of upheaval. My brother was a baby when we first moved there, and he wasn't, unfortunately, a very sort of healthy child, really. And so I suppose as a result of that, I had a sort of free hand. I was chucked out, really, quite young, told to go and entertain myself. And so I had a fairly wide range, actually, when I look at it now, certainly in comparison with what children seem to do now. I was everywhere, man, really. I used to go through to Gaybridge Park. There were watercress beds there. One of the branches of the Gade came from there because it was springs and very clean water it was. It used to run under Alma Road and onto what we called the watercress beds. Wasn't watercress beds. Might have been watercress beds, but it wasn't watercress beds at the time I knew it. And the other branch of the river came from the mill, so it was the off overflow, as you might say, from the mill pond that was behind the mill in Bury Road, what's now Warner's End Road, I think, goes up from by the police station. The mill was in the opposite, on the opposite corner, as you're probably aware. And there was a gap between the two which ran into the park. So that was the route to the park, either there or past the Bury. As a small person, I'd be sort of seen wandering round there with my friends. We used to go up to St Mary's Court Road, where friends from school lived, and along Cotterill's, right as far as Boxmoor, really, St John's, and then back along Marlowe's, up onto Paradise we would go as well. So, quite wide-ranging, really. And it was thus, that sort of circle of activity getting wider and wider until we moved up to Chaldon, when obviously I had to find new territories to roam. A good childhood, I would say, because I was allowed to just get on with it.